It's Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. And to wrap up our show about discoveries, we have a story about creating something that's invisible most of the time, that's designed to be discovered by unsuspecting, ordinary people, and only in the rain. KPLU's Paula Whistle introduces us to a 21-year-old Seattle magician named Peregrine Church. They met up on Capitol Hill on a drizzly Seattle afternoon.
Before I get to Peregrine Church's rain-related creation, a little bit about what I'll call his approach to life. He's somebody who keeps a red clown nose in his pocket. When the mood strikes, he just puts it on as he's walking downtown or riding the bus.
I just like making people smile, and so I'm happy to sacrifice looking normal for the sake of giving people something to smile about.
Church says, without a hint of cynicism, that his goal in life is to make people's lives a little brighter. Novelty is the key, he tells me, creating things or experiences that are so out of the ordinary, they jar you out of your routine. Which brings us to his idea for rain-activated art. On random sidewalks around the city, Church has stenciled messages that magically appear when it rains.
So tell me what this one says.
This one says, "Proud to be rainy," which I think is a fun message for Seattle.
So literally, when it's dry, we won't see this.
You won't see it. You can't feel it. It's just...
it's invisible.
Yeah, it's completely invisible when dry.
You're a magician.
I am a magician.
Church is actually president of the Magicians Club at the University of Washington. They do gigs for business events and such. He's no longer a student at the UW, though. He dropped out, he says, because it wasn't hands-on enough for him. I'm interviewing him in a copy shop across from Seattle Central College. Not coffee shop, mind you. A copy shop. You know, a FedEx place where you go to make copies. Through the window of the shop, we have a perfect view of the sidewalk with the aforementioned "Proud to be rainy" message stenciled on it. When I first arrived, I asked him the obvious question.
While you've been sitting here, have you noticed anybody noticing it?
Only a couple. A lot of people are on their phones or in a hurry to cross the street. See, this girl, it's right at the edge of the sidewalk where the crosswalk is, but she's sort of walked into the street, waiting to cross the street as fast as she can.
After all, it is raining. Nobody wants to exactly linger. Church got the idea to create his rain-activated messages from a viral video promoting what are called super hydrophobic coatings that can be sprayed on anything.
The video showed these dramatic shots of like chocolate syrup running off these perfectly white shoes or red wine spilling off things, and all the things were perfectly untouched.
It got him thinking, what if you use that waterproof spray to write or draw something on a sidewalk? The part of the concrete you sprayed would stay dry and light-colored in the rain.
But everything else would get darker, and that contrast would create an image.
He tested it out, and it worked. In the past year, he stenciled giant raindrops and the words, "Stay dry out there," near a bus stop in West Seattle. You can see the phrase, "Worry is a misuse of the imagination," on a sidewalk in Belltown. Or one that says, "Attention, the ground is lava," then shows dry spots across a 100-foot stretch of concrete so you can jump to safety. And in the Fremont neighborhood,
there's like a lily pad pond with all these lily pads and frogs hopping between them.
Meanwhile, as we talk, he continues to stare out the window, searching for reaction to his "Proud to be rainy" stencil.
Sorry, I'm getting really distracted by watching these people's faces.
Well, I still want you to describe what you're seeing.
Three people are waiting for the crosswalk, just sort of hands on their hips, waiting to cross. But they're mainly staring at the crosswalk symbol across the street.
Church doesn't actually like rain. But he says if you're trying to cheer people up, you can't very well do it when they're already happy.
A sunny day, like, I'll smile no matter what. I love sun. And most people in Seattle feel that way. Like, everything just seems brighter and better.
But when the clouds roll in and we kind of hunker down,
it's nice to have something that can sort of counteract that. And it's going to rain anyway, so why not do something fun with it? That woman's going to get run over.
Still no reaction to the rain work message here.
Oh, there we go. She's okay.
Yeah, most people seem to be focused on just getting across that street without
car. It's all about location. Like, my favorite place to make them is probably bus stops, because people there have nothing to do until their bus arrives.
You could say Church embodies the idealism of youth. He says he'll never use his rainworks for commercial purposes, no stenciling happy hour from 4 to 6, for example. He says we're already bombarded with too many of those sorts of messages. And if he's a guerrilla artist, he's the Boy Scout version. He makes a point of telling me the sprays he uses are non-toxic, biodegradable, and won't make the sidewalk slippery. Still, a young guy with a spray can out at night can attract suspicion. One time he had his stencil on the sidewalk, spray in hand, was just about to begin.
And then I hear this voice from behind me saying, "You are not going to do that." And I turn around and there's this woman with this appalled look on her face.
Once he convinced her that he wasn't a graffiti tagger, that he was spraying on a work of art that would only be seen when it rained.
She's like, "Oh, that's really cool. Carry on."
It does get me wondering, though, is this legal? After all, church hasn't exactly gotten permission to do it. For the answer, I head down to the sidewalk division of Seattle's Department of Transportation, where I meet
Jennifer Wieland, and I manage our public space program.
So I ask her, is it legal?
It is, yeah, as long as it's not a commercial message.
When I tell her it's definitely not commercial, she becomes quite enthusiastic, embraces it. She says the city is working to make neighborhoods more vibrant.
Really doing things that entice people to enjoy our public space differently. So this is very much in line with the kinds of things we'd like to see.
The challenge for church remains, of course, getting people to actually see what's right below their feet. He jokes about having one of his stenciled messages be, "Thanks for being observant." Finally, just before I'm about to leave, success.
This person sees it. Yep, she looked at it. Okay, cool. And now she's on her way.
And that makes Peregrine Church smile.
That story came from KPLU's Paula Whistle. Since it first aired about a year ago, Paula has done some more digging, as she does, and learned that Peregrine Church has gone viral, started a business, and is now shipping RainWorks kits to customers all over the world. You better believe you can find out more at our website, kplusoundeffect.org.